Hi, Tony. Guess what I just bought?
A new bowling bag.
Very funny. Sir, you going bowling with us tonight?
Oh, I can't, Roger. Jeannie expects me to be with her every minute. She's got a list of things for me to do as long as you're around. She wants me to go to movies and plays and museums and picnics.
It sounds like fun.
Yeah, well, it would be fun if I had time for it, but, well, I'm scheduled to do the lunar landing research vehicle next month.
Mm. You know what you should do? You should get her a hobby. That would solve all your problems.
Can you imagine Jeannie with a hobby? Hey, wait a minute. That's not a bad idea. You're brilliant. Yeah, something that'll keep her busy 24 hours a day.
Well, I could do.
Good morning, Master. Good morning, Major Healy.
Good morning, Jeannie. Listen, Tony was just telling me he was going to try to get you to take up some kind of a hobby.
Roger.
A hobby?
Have you ever thought of studying, designing or sculpture?
Oh, no, I would not be interested.
Dancing?
Karate.
Raj, isn't there anything that interests you, Jeannie?
Oh, yes, Master, I'm interested in all those things. But if I studied any of them, I would not be able to spend all my time with you.
Nice try. Nice try.
Are you ready to go to the art exhibit?
No, I'm not going to the art exhibit. I've told you 3 times I can't go.
Oh, but you must.
No, I mustn't. Now, you've got to realize that when I say no, I mean no.
Right. He has a will of iron.
Yeah.
Yeah. Will of iron.
Welcome to the art exhibit, Master.
Yeah.
You're going to have culture if it kills you.
I cannot stand to hear people treat children like that.
Neither can I.
My feet hurt. Can't we go home?
Do you want to be ignorant like your father?
Jeannie, don't get into this. Jeannie?
Mom?
Why did you turn that boy's mother into a goose?
Because she was a goose, Master. I could not stand to see the way she treated him. There is a very special way to treat children.
Yeah, I'm sure there is, but turning a mother into a goose is not
one. I know everything about children. Someday I'm going to write a book about it.
Yeah, you do that.
It would be the best book in the whole world.
Do you really think you could write a book about bringing up kids?
Of course, Master.
How long do you think it'd take?
I do not know. Maybe 3 or 4 weeks.
3 or 4 weeks, huh? You wouldn't be able to do anything else. What I mean is you'd have to concentrate on it.
Oh, I would not mind, Master. Huh? Do you really think I should do it?
Oh, yeah. I do. I really do.
Very well, Master, I shall. I'm afraid you will not be seeing much of me for a while, Master.
We all have to make sacrifices, Jeannie. Now, take your time. Don't rush it.
Oh, do not worry, Master. It will be a good book. You will like it.
I already like it.
Thank you.
eyes, Jeannie. How's the book?
It is finished, Master. How to Be a Fantastic Parent. Well, do you like the title, Master?
Yeah, it's fine. What about How to Be a Fantastic Mother?
Oh, that is a splendid idea.
You like it?
I do not think I should put my name on it, do you?
No, I don't think so. Why don't you try Anonymous?
Who is Anonymous?
You can use any name you want to. I've got to get to the office. I'm a little late. I'll see you later. Huh?
Oh, very well. And thank you, Master.
For what?
Your splendid title.
Oh, thank you, too.
For what, Master?
3 weeks training on the LLRB.
Oh. LLRB. Now, who shall publish my book? Woodhouse Publishing Company, New York City, New York. I will let them publish my book. Anonymous. Oh, that is better. Major Anthony Nelson.
Yeah, well, Sam Marcus is one of the best astronauts in the program. Can really haul him on the carpet. Huh? That poor devil.
It is from the publisher.
Well, let that be a lesson to all of us. I'm sure sorry for him, Roger, but...
Oh, they have accepted my master's book.
Oh. Yeah. Well, all we can do in the future is just be more careful. Yeah. I'll see you down the center. That's a shame.
Well, what is a shame, Master?
Oh, one of our best astronauts, Sam Marcus, just got himself in a lot of trouble.
How?
He wrote a magazine article, didn't clear it.
And that got him into trouble, Master?
Oh, yeah, sure. Every time an astronaut writes anything, he's got to clear it through NASA.
He does?
Yeah, sure. Did you get the mail? Oh, it's just advertising. I better get out of the office. I want to see how poor old Sam's going to make out. I'll see you tonight.
Yes, Master. Oh, well, who will know? No one will read the book anyway.
All set to go, Major.
Oh, thanks.
Well, good luck, Tony. And look, do a good job, huh? When we use this flying mattress to scoot along the surface of the moon, we don't want anything to go wrong.
Huh?
I said when we, Never mind. Good luck. What I said.
Nelson up there?
Yes, sir.
There's a perfect checkout. Couldn't have handled better.
That's great, Major. Major, there are some reporters in my office to see you.
Thank you.
Sir? There are some reporters in my office to see you.
Oh, they probably heard about the test.
Shall we go?
Pardon me?
Shall we go?
Oh, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Major Nelson.
How do you do? I understand you all want to ask me some questions.
Would you explain your theory about breastfeeding?
In chapter 3 in your book, you said that...
How do you feel about getting the National Baby Award from the Mothers Organization of America?
I'm terribly sorry. I don't seem to understand what you all are talking about.
They're talking about your book, Major. How to Be a Fantastic Mother.
My book? Well, I never wrote a better book of my life.
How does it feel to be the new Dr. Spock?
Tell me more about your theory on TV, too. I read that.
It's amazing how for 1 hour and a half you managed to say absolutely nothing. You're a bachelor, aren't you, Major?
Yes, yes.
I'm a psychiatrist, and I'm staking my reputation that this book was not written by a bachelor.
Doctor, believe me, it came off my typewriter.
I'm going to give you a chance to prove it.
Yeah, oh, prove it. How, sir?
Do you remember what you said in chapter 13?
Chapter 13? Well, no, not word for word.
You said that in one evening you could take the most incorrigible child in the world and change him into a loving human being.
Did I say that? I mean, that was in chapter 13.
Yes, Major. And I happen to have the most incorrigible child in the world. Oh, that is, he belongs to my sister. He's 12 years old. He's already gone through 3 analysts, of which I was one.
Well, it sounds like quite a challenge, sir. However, I'm afraid I'm not going to have time to work.
One evening.
Yes, sir.
You said you could do it in one evening. He'll be at your house tonight, Major.
Oh, tonight. tonight's impossible, sir. I have to work on the LLRV.
And we're going to have another press conference. We'll either tell the reporters how successful you've been, or you can explain that this book is a fraud and that you didn't write it. I needn't remind you how NASA feels about astronauts getting phony publicity. Need I, Major? You're excused. Remember Sam Marcus?
Oh, Mother Nelson!
I just read your book and I... Hi, nice reading.
Jeannie, I'd like to talk to you.
Good evening, Master.
Oh, hello. Say, how'd my name get on that book?
The publisher made a mistake.
You did. And you know what it's going to cost me? My job.
Oh, but why, Master? Just because you are an expert on children...
Now, I'm not an expert on children, and Dr. Bellows knows that.
Oh, he cannot prove it.
Yes, he can. He's bringing his nephew over here tonight, and from what I'm led to believe, his nephew is the youngest juvenile delinquent on record. And if I don't make that kid into a bundle of love before the evening is out, I'm finished. Finished. Over. Finished.
Oh, well, that is easy, Master. I will just show you the chapter.
You'll do nothing. You'll do nothing.
Oh, but Master...
You leave that kid alone.
That is what you wish.
That's what I wish. No. Oh.
How do you get yourself into these things?
Oh, hello, Dr. Bellows.
Good evening, Major Nelson. This is my nephew, Richard.
Oh, hello, Richard. You look like a fine young man.
You an astronaut?
Yes. You want to be an astronaut when you grow up?
You think I'm some kind of a creep?
Tell him what you're going to do when you grow up, Richard.
I'm going to join the mafia.
Has anybody ever given him a spanking?
Lots of times. But nobody ever spanks me more than once.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yes. Tell him why, Richard.
Because every time somebody spanks me, I set fire to something. You want to try it?
No.
Well, I'll just run along and leave you two to each other.
No, you're not.
You have 3 hours, Major. Well,
you're not going to leave me with him, Doctor. Richard. Spent a lot of time on that. Hey, you know, I think we can work out our problems by talking and getting to understand each other, huh? You seem like a pretty bright fellow.
My uncle, the hedge shrinker, says if you don't straighten me out tonight, you're in a bunch of trouble.
You say that, huh?
Yeah. And you know something?
What?
You're in a bunch of trouble. Is there anything to eat around here?
Yeah, oh, sure. We got cookies and milk in the kitchen.
Just...
General Peters.
Howdy. Forgive me for barging in on you like this.
Oh, that's quite all right, sir. Well, what can I do for you?
Why, it's about that book you wrote.
A book?
Congratulations. I had no idea that you knew so much about children.
Yes, sir. I don't really know that much about it, sir. It's just an instinctive thing, I suppose.
Well, now, don't be modest. When a book like that gets to be a bestseller, there's got to be a good reason for it.
Well, I suppose there is, sir. Thank you for dropping by to congratulate me.
Well, I didn't come by just for that, Tony. I have a little granddaughter, 11 years old. She's a nice girl, but she's terribly shy. And because of that, she's withdrawn in a kind of a protective shell. It's ruining her life. We can't even get her to talk anymore. Well, if you'd help us, Tony, I certainly would appreciate it.
Well, I'd like to try, sir, but I'm really not qualified.
Dr. Bellis doesn't even believe that you wrote this book. This time, we're really going to teach him a lesson, aren't we?
Yeah.
Gina!
Oh, yeah.
Gina. Oh, this is my little granddaughter, Gina. This is Major Nelson.
How do you do, Gene?
Gina's going to have a birthday party next week. Aren't you, Gina? Now you stay here. You stay here with Major Nelson. Oh, wait till Dr. Bellis hears about this. I'll see you in about 3 hours, Tony.
Oh, sir.
Good luck. Good luck.
Well, thank you, but I...
Keep it.
Gina, why don't you go upstairs and play, huh? I'll be up in just 1 minute.
What are you doing?
Making a mess. Are you going to spank me?
Listen, you shouldn't be... How'd you like to play with a pretty little girl, huh?
Where is she?
I guess that's not such a good idea. I want you to clean this place. Would you stop that? I want you to clean this place up. You understand that? I'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Master.
Oh, what is it?
Is he not a darling boy?
A darling boy? That kid wants to join the mafia. You know what? I don't think they'll take him.
Master, he is not that bad. Do you know what I would do with him?
No, but I know what I'd do with him. It's against the law. I got a kid upstairs I can't make talk, and I got a kid in the kitchen that I can't turn my back on. I got to keep him apart.
Hi there.
Brought you something? You'd like some cookies, milk, huh? Oh, you're not afraid of me, are you, Gina? Yeah, come on. You're too pretty to be shy. Anybody ever tell you that? You're a beautiful young girl. Do you have any brothers or sisters? Hey, I bet you don't have anybody to talk to, do you? Gina, how'd you like to play with Rocket? Or, a globe? I bet you've never seen one like this. It's real antique. How about this telescope? I can show you through this telescope the Sea of Tranquility. It's on the moon. I'm going to be landing there one of these days. Look, Gina. I'm just trying to help. Oh. Look. Say, look here. Here's a doll. Her name is Jeannie. You wait right here. Yeah, I'll be back. What's going on down here, huh? Ah!
Took me 3 weeks to make that.
Back to the old drawing board.
Richie. Come here. You know, Richard, you shouldn't touch something that belongs to somebody else. Now, I tell you what. I've got the makings for a new plane out in the patio. Now, why don't you go out there and build it,
That's kid stuff.
Oh, no, it isn't. It takes quite a bit of intelligence to build one.
My IQ is 170. What's yours?
You got it. Well, how are we getting along, Gina? Feeling any better? Huh? What do we talk about, Look, darling, I don't know how to explain this, but we don't have a lot of time. You see, I've got to get you talking before your grandfather comes back to bed to pick you up. You're a very sweet young girl, and I'm sure you have a lot to say. All you need is a little sympathetic understanding, and believe me, I'm a sympathetic guy. Just talk to me. Just say the first thing that comes into your mind.
I smell smoke.
You see how easy that was? Three little words. I smell smoke. Wonderful. Oh, well. Later.
You think I'm gonna fall for an old gag like that, huh?
What do you think you're doing?
I was making some rock and you...
Yeah? Well, stay away from the stove and clean this mess up and fix that plane.
Master.
Oh.
If you would read chapter 17, it says here...
Yeah, I read. I don't have time to read. My whole life is going down the drain. What? No.
Well, have you thought of any games for us to play, huh?
What's the matter, Gina?
I want to go home.
Home. Oh. Miss Dr. Bellows, you just stay right here. I'm sorry, honey.
I'm back.
Has it been 3 hours already, sir?
Yes, it has.
Yeah, it's amazing how time will pass when you're having fun, isn't it?
Have you been having fun?
A ball. Richard's a wonderful kid, really wonderful kid.
Richard?
Sure. Oh, yes. It's all he needs, a little understanding. It's amazing how much fun you can have when you understand each other. As a matter of fact, we've been having such a good time. I was wondering if you could spend the night. I could bring him over in the morning and
Major
show
Nelson.
Him the hangers and that 105.
Major Nelson.
Yes. Where is he? Who? Richard, I'm sorry. Yes, he's out in the patio assembling some model airplanes we've been working on.
He didn't smash them?
Well, there are a couple little bastards.
Yes, may I see him now?
Well, I'd rather...
Now, Major. Gentlemen. Good evening, General.
General, how are you, sir?
Good evening, how's Gina?
Gina? Oh, wonderful, wonderful kids. Just a charming girl.
Aren't you proud of him, Doctor?
I will be. As soon as I see my nephew changed into a well-behaved little boy. Richard?
Doctor, General.
You don't have to say a word, Major. The evidence will speak for itself.
Intelligence make a model as beautiful as that.
I didn't make it. I just fixed it. Most girls would think that's kid stuff.
Oh, no, I think it's wonderful.
You do? Really?
I'm making a rocket at home.
Gina's talking.
I'm over and see it sometime.
I certainly owe you an apology, Major Nelson. How in the world did you ever do it?
Really?
Chapter 13.
May I see you to your car?
Mm-hmm. Amazing. How'd you say you did that?
Yeah, read the book, sir.
Oh, I did. It all seems so terribly simple in school.
Good night, Major.
Oh, good night.
Thanks, sir.
I hope you're happy, Master.
Oh, thank you, Jeannie. Thank you very much. There's only one problem.
Well, what is that, Master?
If you use magic on those
children... Oh, but I did not. I did not. All I did was bring them together.
And then what happened?
Oh, you must read the last chapter, Master. It is about boys and girls.